Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Ken, and a good chilly morning to you.
Yeah.
A little bit more sun would make it feel better, wouldn't it? Even though it's still cold.
Put in a call. See what you can do.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do with the connections here.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I've always been working on developing and refining new and more efficient ways to help people throughout North America and to try to learn how to improve their homes, but especially with graphics and videos. You know, I'm not sure how long I've been doing the show on CJD. Apparently around 1992 or 94 is when I started with Dave Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. I do know that it's been 44 years since I started CFCF television as Mr. Chips in 1978.
I love that.
And when people mention Mr. Chips, I can, you know, say, well, you're showing your age.
I know. I remember it.
That was actually with Don McGowan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, some of our listeners can remember when I started on radio. Maybe they can help us pin it down.
Yeah, so you're saying it's somewhere there in the early 90s, right? Yeah.
The early 90s. I started a TV show with Life Network, and that was in 96. And I know I was doing radio for at least 2 years before that because the TV show was a copy of CJD, but live coast to coast across Canada, which was kind of exciting and scary.
Yeah, of course, sure.
That's right. Now, you mentioned just before the show that I had my 77th birthday this week.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, I'm not retiring, but I am moving on to concentrate on new and challenging things. So I guess, you know, there's some point where you just got to mention it. This is my last show on CJD.
Yes.
But I think we should celebrate. If I was in the studio, I'd pop the champagne.
I know. And we'd raise a glass to you. Well, first of all, Jan, that is one very impressive run of Saturday morning shows. And you can't even think the thousands and thousands of listeners that you've spoken to and helped out over the years. It's just been an incredible run. And I'm sure our listeners are going to wish you well here on your next chapter. We're going to miss you. We will continue with the Home Improvement Show. You know what? How about after the 9:30 news, you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be concentrating on moving forward.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Good. Well, you know, since I'm leaving CJD, but not leaving our listeners, given all my social media channels, I mean, because that is a lot of what it is. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's YouTube, and my gigantic website to, one and needing to get in there. But throughout all that, I'm doing a lot of visuals, a lot of video and interactive sort of work. So I want to extend something special to our listeners. Mm-hmm. On February 1st, which is just next Tuesday, we're launching a rebranding of my Zoom consultation service, which is personal interactive Zoom consultations that I'm doing more and more with people all across Canada. It gets me inside your house without traveling, without COVID worries, for a lot less than a formal on-site inspection. Now we can't do everything. You sometimes need an inspector crawling under something, but we can do a lot. Today, just about everyone is used to video conferencing. It didn't used to be like that. I tried some of this stuff just before the COVID, and everybody said, Zoom, what's that?
Yeah.
Today, nobody says Zoom. What's that? So, you know, many people still think that using a tablet or a cell phone as a camera for a live visit for me to see and discuss their problem is complicated, but actually, it's not. And so, as a going away present and to get more people to understand how simple and efficient Zoom consultations can be, I'm going to offer something special to our CJA listeners. Free half-hour Zoom consultations to the first 10 of our listeners who sign up on my website after February 1st. That's next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we launch the rebranding of the service. So just visit yonix.com on or before Tuesday. Click on the Zoom interactive consultation that'll be on the top of the homepage. And I think you'll be surprised at how well this whole thing works.
Zoom is a household word now, right? Household name. Everyone knows about Zoom.
It is. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of alternatives to it, like Skype and everything else. Mm-hmm. But Zoom has the great advantage, at least for me, because I'm really built into it. But it means we can record what goes on. So not only do I do a visit with you, But what happens is that you get a recording of the whole thing, so you don't have to take notes as we're running along.
Oh, that comes in so handy. Yeah, that's convenient.
What's really surprising is that I often get 10, 12-year-old kids to be the camera people. Seriously. And then mom or dad or grandma can get in front of the camera and say, here's my problem. You see, this thing doesn't work over here, or I can't get this to move, or how do I fix this? And then we put earbuds on the headset for the kid on the Zoom camera. We have see if we can get a tablet or a telephone for grandma. And the two, all three of us there. And what's so funny is that the kids know this intuitively. They grew up with this stuff. And so I say to Tommy, can you move in a little closer? No, I don't want to see your grandmother's feet. I want to see. And Tommy gets right in there and we get fantastic shots. We've got on the website, we'll have some samples that actually come from when we used to do a live interactive broadcast. That didn't work because nobody knew about Zoom. So we had a lot of trouble getting it off the ground. That was before COVID. But now these kind of things really do work. And it's amazing how much you can actually show. And if you end up having to have somebody come, the first visit like this sets the whole stage up so we get right to the problem.
Jan, if I can take a second and say that it's been a privilege to be included in this hour of radio since I came over here to the station. You've done so well with this hour over the years. I'm sure I speak on behalf of your old partner in crime, Dave Fisher, that you've been a great source of help and guidance for so many of our listeners. And one of the things I noticed, Jan, after a couple of years of doing this weekend morning show, you rarely took a Saturday off. You're the Iron Man. We're going to miss that.
I actually took more off lately than I used. Back in the old days, I never took it. I actually did the show on an airplane once.
Wow. That is customer service. And remember, you're not retiring. You're still going to be out there, right?
I'm out there. Check my social media, Facebook, Ask Jan Eakes, Twitter, Ask Jan Eakes, YouTube, Ask Jan Eakes. No, Twitter is at Jan Eakes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to learn this stuff. But I'm there and still around, so join me and we'll have even more information for you because we have lots of video material.
Jan, wishing you nothing but the best. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye.